Dorrigan Fuel Injection Hotline and talk some duck hoops. Our guest traveled west with Kelly Graves when he was hired back in April of 2014. She's been at the core of this magnificent run. Heck of a player herself at Western Washington U, an all-conference performer. You can follow her on Twitter. The handle is at GoDucksJKB. Jody Berry joins us. Coach, much appreciate the time. How are you and your family doing during, let's just call it the insanity that is now our lives?
We're doing great. Thanks for having me on. We're happy to be safe and healthy and excited to be gearing back up to move.
Yeah, well, I actually want to start at the WNBA because even though you're a college coach, obviously, you know, you're top recruits, your players have those kinds of aspirations. And in the past couple years, under the guidance of the commissioner, Kathy Engelbert, you know, they've also got Nneka Ogumike as a union leader. And we saw today viewership, social media interactions, all way, way up. They pulled off the bubble with no positive tests. As somebody whose career, you know, is the women's game, what's your take on all that good news?
I think it's just incredible. What the commissioner, Kathy, has done for the WNBA and for women's basketball in general is create this platform for these women to have a voice, and whether it's through the game of basketball they love, but they're impacting the world and with more than just basketball. So it's a huge, huge opportunity for women to pursue their dream of playing in the professional level. And I'm so grateful that it was able to be done through these harsh times, and she has done a fantastic job of, with her leadership, of finding a way to get it done.
You know, along those lines, as far as Satu Sabali, when you think of her first appearance on campus, you knew she had some skills, and then it just, to me, seemed like all she ever did was work and add different parts to her arsenal, whether it was her ability to finish at the rim with either hand, more tenacious on defense, than to see this rookie season, which included a willingness to take that leadership role on some very critical issues. And I guess I know it's easy to gush, but how impressive is she as a player and a person at such a young age?
Absolutely. Satu Sabali, there's no second where anybody wonders why her nickname is the unicorn. Her basketball skill is just unmatched. There's not very many people like it. There's a handful of the best players in the WNBA who have her skill set, her height, her athleticism, to play at that level. But Satu as a person is 100 times more impressive than she is as a basketball player. Like you said, using that platform to fight for what she thinks is important and what really matters in this world. And we have always known that about Satu. She's always had an amazing voice and ability to lead in such a unique way where she can gravitate and pull people from many different walks of life into just a dialogue. And I think that's what's truly remarkable about Satu is we have long said that her impact is not just going to be on basketball, but it's going to be how she truly changes the world.
I'm talking with Jody Berry, Duck Hoops, and of course Ruthie Hebert, who walked into more of a solid situation with Chicago. But as the season moved along, I'm sure this is shocking to you, she just worked and worked and worked. You know, it seems like she makes every shot she takes, runs rim to rim. I mean, is the ultimate compliment we can give her, as far as her rookie season was, she just did what Ruthie does.
Absolutely. You know, the thing, beautiful thing about Ruthie is, like you said, she works, but she does it quietly. She always has a smile on her face, and she's always working behind the scenes. So you don't really know the struggle and the effort that she's putting in, but she's working and she's grinding. And, you know, she led the WNBA in field goal percentage. Doesn't have enough attempts to truly hold that mark, but the reality is she did. And you're right. She came into a more established team, so her role initially was not as dominant. And for that, she was able to learn to kind of grow and develop. For the end of the season, the last week, she just started having a significant role in contributing and doing whatever she does, and it's just being solid and making it count.
I want to hit up against the game against the national team in November, just because being a lot older, I've seen just about every sporting event, Stanley Cup, World Series, Final Four. I don't know if I saw anything quite like that, college versus pro, the atmosphere, of course, the incredible second half performance. What sticks out to you when you think that about that just incredible night at Matthew Knight Arena?
Well, you're truly right. Just an incredible night. It almost felt like a national championship game the first game of the year. it had that feel, that atmosphere, the hype, the excitement. It's every women's basketball player's dream to play at the professional level and to play against these women that they have watched grow the game that they love. So what an opportunity for them to come and compete. And I think, you know, we had watched them play a number of different games against other college teams, and so we kind of saw that, you know, eventually they kind of wear those college teams down. And we kept telling our women to just stay the course, just stay the course, just keep fighting one possession at a time. And, hey, they're the best players in the world. They're going to make some shots. They're going to go on some runs, and we just have to weather the storm. And then we had some huge performances that night. And Ruthie Hebert was one of them. Satu Savoli was another. And, of course, Sabrina was the third. But we also coupled it with some remarkable plays defensively. And I think against those really good teams and good players like that, it was just a really fun atmosphere. And looking back in hindsight, not being able to play in a NCAA tournament, that USA game became so much more important and valuable for us.
Talking with Oregon basketball coach Jody Berry. So I had not seen one of the new transfers, Taylor Mikesell, play at Maryland, but I have seen a bunch of film, and I've seen the drills and the shooting film that coaches have posted, either Graves or Campbell. And there are good shooters, and then there are shooters. And I get on this roster, Jody, that could get lost. But seriously, how much of a sniper is Taylor?
You know, we just have to go by Mikesell for her because
Oh, right. <laughs>
But she is a sniper, we call her. You know, she just is locked and loaded. You know, the really good and elite shooters, they don't have a conscience. They don't know if they've missed. They just are always hunting the next opportunity. And she's that kind of a player. She lives in the gym. She's always asking, when can I get in the gym? When can I get in the gym? When can I get in the gym? And truly a coach's dream in that sense that wants to be in the gym. But like you said, it's going to be a long list of players on our squad who can actually shoot the rock. And that's a really fun position to be in as a coach, knowing that you're going to have elite shooters on the perimeter with some pretty hefty forces inside as well.
You know, when speaking of Taylor, when I first spoke to Chavez, I said to her, you play like you grew up playing with older siblings or cousins, which turned out to be true, because if you look at her, A, she doesn't have big size, but she's got that Sabrina competitive nature to her. She, you know, she takes charges. You see her front bigs on the post, nose-to-nose on defense. So how suited is Taylor number one to step into a more veteran leadership role for this team?
Absolutely. Chavez has done a remarkable job this offseason of leading, not only by example, but just like you said, in that leadership, with seven new freshmen and nine new faces, she's got a lot of people who are willing to follow. And, you know, she's always doing the right thing, whether that's in the classroom, in the community, or on the court. Chavez is just has a mindset that is different. It is gritty. It is tough. It is always competitive, always wanting to get better and challenge yourself. And I think she's been really fortunate to play behind some really talented players that are elite like her in her competitive nature and her desire to grow as a basketball player. And so I think I'm excited to see kind of how she takes to the court when we all do get to come together and be one big team and compete every day in practice. How she leads the team is going to be remarkable.
A couple final thoughts for Coach Berry. Obviously, you lost a lot. I mean, you're three of the top eight picks in the draft, all with unique qualities that no one player can replace. I've actually been able to see a lot of film on Tahina Paopao, McDonald's All-American from San Diego. And one thing that jumps off the film or the videos or whatever, she does not lack confidence. What could you tell us about her game and the role you see her in?
Yeah, you know, I think what first draws to Tahina is she was younger, and she had such a fun spirit about her when she played. She truly, truly loves playing the game. She's out there. She has a big smile on her face, and she's competing and breaking kids' ankles and getting to the rim and hitting threes. You're right. She doesn't lack confidence. She works, so that confidence is ingrained in her. But truly a remarkable kid that has had a tough path with two back-to-back ACLs, and from that, wasn't as heavily recruited as she probably would have been, for sure. And for that, we're very fortunate to have landed such a remarkable kid like her. But her work ethic to get back on the court after those two injuries and to compete and grind every day, it is a real joy so far to have her every day and just see that competitive nature and fun spirit come out of her.
Well, that's been a staple of your teams. I said I was only going to ask one more question, but I do want to bring that up. I said this a few years ago, and like I said, having watched a lot of pro teams, a lot of college teams, you know, from Coach Graves to yourself to, you know, with Sabrina and Satu and Ruthie and all the players, it really seems that for all the hard work and the way you guys take care of business in the classroom, you also seem to take pride in really bringing that joy of the game to the court every time you take it.
Absolutely. I think we all love this game. And when you can play with that kind of free spirit energy that our players like to play with and do, it makes it so much more fun. And you're better for it. And our players truly love to come out and play the game and compete. And I think that's one of the things that's really important is they want to grow and compete. And so they like competition. They don't fear it. It brings out the best in them, and I think that's what has allowed us to become an elite program.
You know, in closing, I guess the timeline, I know there's been an announcement when games are going to begin, 7.5 weeks away. We know there are still some we know there are still some limitations, state protocols. So as a staff, as a program, I mean, here it's October 1st. I mean, where do you go as far as getting on the same page and remaining safe and, you know, preparing for a season that, again, is going to have fans chomping at the bit?
Absolutely. So first and foremost, we are all about our student-athletes' health and safety. We want to do what's best for them, so we'll never put them in a position where that isn't first and foremost in our minds. And so we're going to do whatever we can do in order to allow that to progress and do it in the right way. So right now, we're still trying to maintain that social distance of 6 feet, wearing face coverings while we do things, and then hopefully once we get this daily testing more active and play a little defense and work on some things like that and create a little bit more of a basketball type feel. Right now we're just kind of running through some paces, working on individual skill sets to get better at, and we're just trying to grow from there.
Nobody spreads the floor better than you, so social distancing should come as a natural. But anyway, she's Jody Berry, part of this brilliant staff that has made Oregon women's basketball a national power, always so fun and entertaining. On Twitter, use the handle at GoDucksJKB. Coach, great getting a chance to chat. Wishing you and yours safety, health, and I'm going to throw in sanity. Be well, and definitely look forward to catching up as the season kicks in. Thanks so much for your time.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me.
Okay, take care.